This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spike's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. Garlic mustard, a weed or a herb, or both? Garlic mustard was first introduced as a garden herb, but escaped and has been causing problems ever since. An herbaceous plant, it takes 2 years to reach maturity. The chemicals in garlic mustard reduce the growth of neighboring plants, so when it's introduced to a site, it can quickly outcompete native understory vegetation. It can thrive in fully intact forests. No good for those of us in Minnesota and Wisconsin. It's also a prolific seed producer. Each 2 to 4 foot tall plant can produce up to 100 seeds, which can remain viable for up to 7 years. Eek! I have pictures and more information on GardenBite.com. So what about the herb part? Well, since it was introduced as a garden herb, it's obviously edible and, according to the University of Minnesota Extension, makes great pesto and soup. In fact, I have recipes on my website from the Wisconsin Land Conservation. As they say, eat it to beat it. University of Minnesota Extension has several resources to help you think about long-term invasive species and garlic mustard management, including a great publication on how to prioritize species and how to organize a removal event. Early May is the best time, but this will give you information on the plant and many ideas for next year. It amazes me at how many weeds are really tasty and can be managed to a certain degree. Find out more and be sure to follow Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. From birds to bunnies, poultry to horses, dogs, and the family cat, Spikes and Hools Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has all you need to take care of them. Quality feed and quality products to keep your animals happy and healthy. Go to spikesfeed.com. 6 locations and shipping available. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.